Susan Almeida back here with you on WJBC and WJBC.com at 45. Want to tell you that the Broadview on WJBC is brought to you by the Urban Carnivore, Moe's Southwest Grill, Curves of Normal, Bloomington and El Paso, and Bloomington Normal Audiology. Welcome back to the show. I am so pleased to welcome three people in the studio that have very important ties to the Multicultural Leadership Program. I want to welcome Sonia Mao, Mike Donnelly, and Tina Rajan to the studio. Thanks very much for being with me.
Thanks for having us here.
Because a lot of people might not know what the Multicultural Leadership Program is. Sonia, would you give us a summary of that?
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't sure what it was when I first joined to try to help build this, and it's an amazing organization. The mission is to develop culturally diverse leaders. And if you read about it, it says, the Multicultural Leadership Program is an intense professional development leadership program that focuses on harnessing and cultivating emerging leaders from diverse backgrounds in our community. Now, here's the way I summarize it. This program allows people from all walks of life in McLean County to first focus on what makes them a leader and helps them understand what their passion is. And then it moves them straight into, like a highway, into meeting lots of nonprofit organizations so they can get involved through a project with a carefully selected organization and then finally with mentors. So in the end, they're ready to be on the board on a major community project in McLean County.
You're a mentor and a very involved person on MCLP. Sonia, what brought you to this place?
The vision that I would say that Pani Attam had 3 years ago when he said, we'd like to increase the perspective on the decision-making in McLean County so that when important decisions are made for the community, all the voices are heard. And different perspectives always improves decision-making. I believe in that, and that's why I believe in this program.
And so you'd probably agree with me that this is going to strengthen Bloomington Normal and the surrounding areas, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You summarized it beautifully.
Oh, you're so nice. She's my friend. And we want to say, if you're listening on WJBC right now and you're wondering, what is the Multicultural Leadership Program? These group of people, some of them young, some of them not as young, are going out into the community and finding out about how they can be helpful, finding their mission, and then actually doing something to help the community. Mike Donnelly from Project Oz, you're a school youth interventionist. What have you learned by being a part of this MCLP?
Well, for me, the program has been extremely beneficial just in my day-to-day responsibilities at Project Oz. We've created a summer jobs program, and so a lot of the people that I was talking to and got a chance to network within the community, they are actually giving us jobs this summer for some of our young people. So it's been extremely beneficial just from the standpoint of networking in the community.
Where do you see this going after you graduate? And let me tell the listeners that you are invited to go to their breakfast graduation ceremony. It's a celebration to be held Saturday, April 3rd at the Doubletree Hotel, 10 Brickyard Drive in Bloomington. The breakfast and the program is going to be from 7:30 to 10 a.m. And you can buy tickets by calling Christine at 663-8308. And those are $25 a piece. Just one small note that after we get off the air today, we are going to give away two tickets to the breakfast courtesy of Sonia Mao. Thank you very much, Sonia, for doing that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Well, we'd like to know, too, before you go, what you're going to actually see yourself doing with all these skills that you receive from being in this program for the whole 9 months.
And for me, I've been asked to be on the MCLP board. So I'll be helping to kind of make some decisions about the program as it kind of moves along in the future and just really lending my services there. Having been somebody that was born and raised in the community, I've always been extremely interested in just how the process works in terms of our decision making and how things get done in McLean County. So I just look to kind of continue to educate myself there, continue to be involved, and really just help out wherever I can, wherever my services are needed at.
That's wonderful. And Sonia, any last thoughts? Any prideful thoughts about this first group of graduates for the MCLP?
Well, they're incredible. And I was with them in the last session they had, and their dreams are bigger than ever. But what I really loved to hear was that the courage that you finally have to follow your passions is there. Plus, as one of the people, I won't say which one, sitting here said, you know, he or she has learned that passion isn't enough. You have to learn how to convey that passion
and execute
the proper channels. And that's what this class does. In fact, we're taking applications for the next class, which starts at the end of July. So
that's a great way to end this. I want to say they are taking applications, but we would love to have you go to the breakfast graduation celebration. Remember, that's Saturday, April 3rd, 7:30 to 10. And the tickets are $25. And get them by calling Christine at 663-8308, extension 215. I neglected to give that extension again. But want to say thank you very much to Sonia Mao and Mike Donnelly and Tina Rajan for being with me today on WJBC on the Broadview.
Thanks for having us here.
Yep.
All right. That's about all we have time for today. It's 11:52. Hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about a new program. Please do go to their website, too, and find out about MCLP. It's called Multicultural Leadership Program. It's contact us at bn-mclp.org. That's contact us at bn-mclp.org for more information.